News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, January the 7th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Representative Adam Schiff calls Trump's threat to declare a national emergency to get his wall a non-starter. Also on the Monday rundown, what will abortion rights look like under Ohio's new governor? Plus, how much does a doggy really cost on the website? Topping our news, Representative Adam Schiff gave a blunt assessment after President Trump doubled down on his threat to declare a national emergency in order to build his border wall. Trump doesn't have the power, Schiff said, that for the Huffington Post. They report before leaving for Camp David Sunday, the president told reporters he was considering using emergency powers to build a wall on the southern border, the funding for which Congress has refused to provide. The government remains partially shut down over the impasse. The Post adds that Schiff, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, told CNN's Jake Tapper, if Harry Truman couldn't nationalize the steel industry during wartime, this president doesn't have the power to declare an emergency and build a multi-billion-dollar wall on the border. And with John Kasich on his way out as governor and Mike DeWine heading in, supporters of reproductive rights are gearing up for a new battle in Ohio. More from Eric Tegenoff.
During his last week in office, Kasich vetoed a six-week abortion ban known as the Heartbeat Bill, but he signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, banning a common method used as early as 12 weeks into a pregnancy. Gabriel Mann with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says there were 16 abortion clinics in Ohio when Kasich came into office, and now that number has been cut in half. Looking at his record and past statements, Mann expects DeWine to be as extreme or more so on abortion.
He said he would sign a six-week abortion ban, completely disregarding the unconstitutional nature of the bill. He's made false allegations against Planned Parenthood and other providers. He's used the Office of Attorney General to investigate Planned Parenthood.
A last-minute attempt to override Kasich's veto of the six-week ban fell one vote short in the Senate. Republican State Senate President Larry Obhoff says the bill has a better chance of passing and gaining DeWine's approval during the next General Assembly, scheduled to convene today. Republicans hold supermajorities in both the House and Senate.
Governor-elect DeWine will assume office on January 14th. And in Pennsylvania, education advocates want Governor Tom Wolf there to include increased funding for some of the state's most marginalized students in the next state budget.
A letter to the governor from the Education Law Center asks him to propose an increase of at least $400 million for basic education funding and $100 million for special education. Federal law requires states to provide a free, appropriate public education for all students with disabilities in the least restrictive environment. According to Raynell Brown Staley, the center's policy director, from 2008 to 2016, special education costs in Pennsylvania increased by more than $1.5 billion, while state support for those costs increased by only $72 million. Forcing local districts to make up the difference.
Local districts have varying levels of ability to come up with the money. So we're asking the state to meet their legal obligations to ensure that students with disabilities have access to the educational services that they need.
She points out that inadequate state funding has led to Pennsylvania having the largest funding gap between rich and poor school districts of any state in the nation. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Wolf is scheduled to deliver the annual budget address on February the 5th. Cities in Texas are now leading the way in the transition from fossil fuels to renewables. Eric Galatis has more on the story.
In 2018, Georgetown became the first city in Texas to get 100% of its electricity from renewable sources. And conservationists are pushing Austin, Bryan, Garland, San Antonio, and others to join some 100 cities nationwide that have made commitments to transition away from fossil fuels. Cyrus Reed with the Sierra Club's Lone Star chapter says more city leaders understand that switching to solar and wind makes economic sense.
When citizens in cities look into the future, they see that the best option, both for the environment but also for the pocketbooks of customers, is to sign long-term contracts with renewable energy providers.
Last year, the city of Denton committed to get 100% of its electricity from clean power sources by 2020 and signed three major solar contracts. In December, the Texas Municipal Power Association announced plans to mothball the Gibbons Creek coal-fired plant, which supplies Denton and three other cities due to high operating costs. Fossil fuel advocates say coal and gas are far more reliable than wind and solar and provide thousands of jobs.
Finally, Antoinette Kerr tells us some prospective dog owners in the Tar Heel State were taken for a walk over the holiday season.
Fraudulent online sales of pets are on the rise. According to Alyssa Gutierrez of the BBB of Eastern North Carolina, undelivered pets are among the top scams reported last year. Since the scammers have no intention of providing the dog, they tend to advertise breeds that are popular or difficult to find. Gutierrez said the photos and the lower-than-normal prices pull at the heartstrings and prompt people to open their wallets.
We'll try to find a pet on a classified website or somewhere online, and it ends up being a scam. It's really difficult to avoid because, you know, you see these cute pictures and you're just emotionally involved already.
A BBB investigation found thousands of fake websites that often use photos stolen from legitimate pet sellers.
You could go to the website petscams.com. They post information about bogus pet sellers. Also, the Better Business Bureau has information on accredited breeders and rescue shelters. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week, News and Cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.